What were living conditions like for you in Gibraltar?
Well, we were in the South Barracks, which is up on the hill, and they were very, very old barracks, very old. But they were comfortable, just like an ordinary barracks. It was, you'd get a barrack room with about 20 men and an NCO. Each had their own beds, their own lockers, stuff like that, you know. We even had the back of us married quarters for the married people who of the regiments, of the battalion. And the officers had their own quarters. And we had detachments in Casemates Barracks, Moorish Castle, and South Barracks, which was the main battalion area, And then further up the hill was the Somerset Light Infantry, and the Royal Artillery were Europa Point. In fact, the whole rock itself was guarded by somebody because, and every what's the name, every battalion on there used to do a 6 weeks tour of duty when you did all the garrison duties. You manned all the various places, armories and stuff like that. As well as a ceremonial one, and that's when I was picked for the ceremony of the keys during the 6 weeks. And the RSM, he picked us because he had a photograph. We lined up, there's a ceremony in London. I don't know whether it was for King George V, but we had to line the streets for some ceremony before the war in 36, 37. I'm not, I think it's George V.
Well, I think the coronation of George VI was in 1937, wasn't it?
It was something like that. I
George
can't.
V
George
died.
V. It must have been that it was. And we lined up the route by the Marble Arch. Each battalion supplied 50 soldiers, and they give us this red uniform, a red coat, and blue uniform. And I always wanted them the same as the recruiting sergeant. And he took the RSM took this, the guard, from that what's the name, as you can see in the photo.
He selected you from the photograph.
He selected us from the photographs, and then we had all intensive drilling, because you had to march the full length of the town, and the whole battalion had the band and drums, and then this chap carrying the keys, and then we were the escorting guard.
Did you like serving in Gibraltar?
Oh yeah, it was great. It was very, it was good really, because we had facilities to, we could go across the Tangiers if we wanted to, every Sunday, just across the water.
Did you go?
Oh yeah, we saw our little ferry boat called the Jebel Dersa used to take across the Tangiers on a Sunday trip.
What did you do there?
Well, just walk around the town and usual things soldiers do, kind of thing, It's very good. That was one of our places where we could go. You could go into La Linea with special permission, but none of the ordinary troops would go in there because it was dangerous, really. You never know what was going to happen, And because at that time they were trying to recruit for the ones who were fighting Franco, and they came round. They used to offer blokes in our regiment so much money to go over and fight for them. What do you call that now? They had a British contingent there, British
The International Brigade.
International Brigade, and they were trying to recruit in Gibraltar all the time. And we had one or two of our fellows went, but what happened to them, we don't know.
Did you serve in Gibraltar long?
Yeah, well, because I say, then the war started, and we were mobilised, and we had to man all our machine gun positions. Now, what I had mentioned before the war started, Every soldier on Gibraltar had to help in the creation of the way it is now. The inside of the rock was actually scooped out, and they made hospitals, accommodation, and gun emplacements all the way around the rock on the second level up. And all the stuff itself, what we got out, all the rocks and stuff like that, we utilised that for build the aerodrome. So that airstrip in Gibraltar now, the battalions up to the start of the war, we'd actually started that.
So you were doing labouring work, you
We're
mean?
doing labouring. We've doing, as well as doing the ordinary, say, guards and drills and what's that, but they was concentrating mainly on doing these. And by the time we finished, when the war started, we had to man them positions inside the rock.
You said there was this attempt to recruit soldiers to the international brigades.
Yeah,
Who was doing that?
just ordinary civilians. If you're in a pub, Trocadero was the name of a pub, another place, Universal, another place, and they'd come in and they'd chat here and try and get you to go over, you know. But
Was this in Gibraltar
this in
or in?
Gibraltar, this was actually in Gibraltar. But not, as I say, we did hear that a few went, but no, nothing. Just one of them things, you know.
What nationality were the people who were doing the recruiting?
Well, a lot of them, believe it or not, were British. Because part of the international force was a lot of made up of Britain. A lot of them came from Liverpool as well.
Did you talk to any of them who were trying to recruit for the international brigades?
No, we were quite content with what we did, you know. And as I say, the war started to progress, and by that time I was a corporal then. I was just waiting for my third stripe, and what happened, they made a contingent of all of NCOs from King's and the Black Watch and what's name, and they took us home to the various depots, and I got came home to a place called Formby, which is just outside Liverpool, which was the main training area for the call-ups at that time. So that would be in 41. 41, yeah, 41.
Had the war affected you by now?
Sorry?
Had the war affected you in any way by
Oh
now?
yes, because when we were in Gibraltar, the French fleet was based at a place called Dakar, and Churchill gave an ultimatum for them to pack in and come on the Allies' side. And they refused. And the fleet came from Gibraltar. All our big, we had all our lot, it was full of big battleships and whatever, sailed from Gibraltar down to Dakar and shelled it. Shelled the French fleet at the time. And a couple of days after that, we were manning our position, and so these planes came in, and we didn't. We thought everything was all right because they had red, white, and blue on the wings and everything. And suddenly they started to attack us. They were the French Air Force from the was stationed round Lake Chad and Dakar and places like that. And of course, there's nothing until we. And then we have to really engage them. And I think they were twin-engine bombers, they were Marylands.
Did they do any damage?
Yeah, they did a bit of damage because everyone was caught by surprise, you know.
What damage did they do?
Well, you couldn't be as specific. It's just a matter of as it got, it was a bit. Everything was quiet and kept quiet about it, really, because you know. And don't forget, we were stationed inside the rock at the time, so we couldn't really. We actually engaged them from where we were with our machine guns. We fired, just whether it was any good or not, we had to engage them, so that was it.
Were any of the planes shot down, do you think?
Yeah, one or two shot down. Not necessarily by us, because don't forget the whole fleet was foreign. He had destroyers there and Aircrawler and all that. Aircrawler was stationed there then. And everyone was blazing away merrily. And then,
What were you doing at the time?
well, I was in charge of a machine gun section, and I was just directing it. I was directing my guns to fire at them, you know.
What kind of machine guns?
I had the Vickers machine guns and Bren guns as well. And that was the only big incident. And then later on, we had a first big scare. Well, not a scare actually, but the Italians had sent these two-man submarines into the harbour. And one of the, they got must have got through under the boom or something, because next minute they popped up inside the harbour. And we were up on the rock. We only were told what was happening, and then the Italians got they were taken prisoner and everything. But it was a two-man submarine thing.
Did you see it?
No, we never saw it. It was in the local paper. It showed that we saw the actual paper itself and the coming up out the water. But, and that was about the only thing that we could say what happened after that. But because Gibraltar was the main staging post base for all the convoys going to Malta. And so the ship, every you couldn't see the harbour for the ships, if you get what I mean. There were so many ships in Gibraltar, you know. Yeah. And then, as I say, I'd come home then. I'd come home in 41, 42, and I'd helped to train 17-year-olds or 18-year-olds. It was one of the call-ups anyway, one of the big squads. And
This is at Formby.
at Formby. And I was a sergeant then. And I should instruct the new recruits, I should instruct them on Vickers machine guns, how to drive the carrier, Bren gun carriers, and make them into a squad.
How did you treat the new recruits?
Well, it was very good really, because they were just like anybody else, weren't they? The strange world to them, and we had advances. We'd volunteered for anything, but that was it. They were called up, so but I think the feeling at the time was everyone who was part of our training wanted to do it, because at that time in the country the morale was a bit low, you know. And then what happened? Churchill had decided that he wanted to take the fight to the Germans. And he formed this formed the commandos, and what they did, they sent out officers all over the area to recruit. Each commanding officer was of a commando had to do his own recruiting, and the officers came to us and explained what would it be. We'd be actually going on all kinds of jobs and stuff like that, but we weren't going to be sitting still. So they said, "Are you interested?" And I said, "Yeah." So anyway, they said, "Well, you'd have to lose your stripes to become a commando." So I said, "That's no problem." So we got sent up to Achnacarry, up in Scotland, and there we were fully trained.
Before you go any further, when you came back to England,
Yeah.
were you in any bombing by the German Air Force?
Now this is after the Blitz on Liverpool was in May
41.
41, 42. I was
Were you still in Gibraltar by then?
No, we We came home. We came home when the Blitz was on. Because my home was bombed. A landmine dropped in the whole street.
What was your address?
I lived in the Q Street. That was the same area that, like, where I was more same area where I was born.
KEW?
KEW, and we had a place, Gilder's Gardens, and that the whole street got a was all smashed. And then when I came home from leave, I said, my family had gone to another place, Bostock Street, which is not far from there. And I say, then I'd
Did the destruction of your home happen whilst you were still in Gibraltar or when you were at Crosby, at Formby?
Now, let me see now.